Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hopefully you're having a blessed and a safe commute, and you've got your hot cup of Minuteman coffee going, and you just tuned in, and it's just the day starting off great. How you doing, Lady Liberty?
Awesome. How are you doing this morning? And, well, how's everyone else out there? I don't hear any response, though, you know.
No, it's kind of quiet out there. It's a little somber. People are just trying to process all of this.
It's just 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone, welcome to Thrashacommy Thursday, and we've got quite a few topics that we're going to be able to hit for you, and we're looking forward to it. So, this weather has been delightful.
It feels like an early fall weather, it's for a drought, and at least we're not dealing with the heat. But remember to keep those folks in your prayers who are on the tail end of the storm system from Hurricane Ida. Of course, now, naturally, in Louisiana, there's looting, of course. They can't have a hurricane without looting.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
wow.
It's the tail end of the storm that's moved up into I don't even know if they're even calling it a tropical depression anymore, but the flooding in the Northeast, Tennessee, Pennsylvania. I'm getting several reports here that came in yesterday afternoon. Flash flood emergencies, tornado emergencies, all overlapping. Philly, Maryland, and Jersey. All those areas where we have Ameron Corps operators are reporting the whole east side of the state. I think that's Pennsylvania flash flood warnings. So people are just getting hammered by this storm all the way up. The whole trail went up. So a lot of tornadoes, a lot of flooding, flash floods.
Wow.
So there's some folks. We move along with our day, and it's nice. It's nice weather. It's easy to forget there are people that are. They're looking at everything they own underwater,
Yeah, or, my goodness. Jeez, that's awful.
Being washed away. And this is right after Tennessee just got pummeled, a couple of weeks ago?
Right.
Numerous children swept away in floods, gone, and homes lost. So, man, there's a lot of hurting people out there. And so, anytime you think you've got it tough, there's some other people out there
That's right.
That are really
hurting. There's always reason to be thankful every single day.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. Even if it just is listening to the news for a minute to understand, you really need to be thankful. I mean, chances are most of our listening audience is doing well compared to the rest of the world
right now. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got several things we're going to cover. I do want to hit, I've been covering this series. Called the security series on electronic security, anonymity, encryption. Australia, they're leading the pack as far as tyranny.
I can't believe what is happening in Australia.
I know. I never would have guessed that they would have fallen that fast so far. This is like stuff out of movies.
Well, and it's all because of that Belt and Roads Initiative garbage that China pulled on Australia. They suddenly just had them by the throat.
Well, the lockdowns and the COVID measures, now they're building camps.
Right.
They just passed a bill. And the reason why we're talking about this is because these types of ideas become contagious.
Right.
And we have a very controlling communist regime in control of our government at the federal level and in many cases down to the state, county, and even your municipalities.
Well, and the thing is that is all global. Every last thing that we're seeing happen through the Chinese is also global governance.
Yes, it is. And that's what I'm saying. This is like the true pandemic is the hysteria. Mm-hmm. And the control that the governments are assuming. They're assuming control. They're taking on authority and power they don't legally have. But it's an emergency, right? And so this article here, this new bill, talking about Australia now, but this new bill gives police powers to pose as you online and to modify your data, so they can log onto your social media sites. They have backdoors to everything, so that they can go through all of your emails. They can actually intercept your account and pose as you.
See, that is so bizarre. I mean, even for communism, that's a bizarre move right there.
Well, that's what that opens up. If they're going to convict you for something, who's to say now that you actually said that? Because they're using people's social media to convict them. Right here is your words. You said this. This is your account. You said you think that Nancy Pelosi should be hanging by a rope, and there's you. So now, with the FBI setting up, planning, and organizing crimes like kidnapping a governor, they're capable of anything. And now they can put words in your mouth, for lack of a better way of putting it. But anyway, I'm going to talk about that. Let's do the word of the day first, and then I want to point the listeners to some of the resources that I've been putting up and that series that I've been doing in segment two on the Sunday night podcasts.
All right. So, sounds like a great idea. Okay. So the word of the day for Thrash to Call Me Thursday comes to us from John chapter 8, verses 37 through 47, which read under the title, Abraham's Seed and Satan's. It reads, I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear, because you are not of God. And that's it.
Wow. Calling him out, telling him like it is.
These
are your so-called religious leaders.
Yep, right? He's laying it straight out there for them. Gosh, it just is, that's black and white for you right there. I mean, that's as monochromatic as you can get. When he's not concerned about them being offended, when he says, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. And so, I mean, he's not saying, oh, it's okay if you act this way, or if you speak this way, or if you want to lie to the entire population of the earth, oh, that's okay. I'll forgive you. That's not what he's saying there.
Right.
He's saying, you don't hear me. You don't hear my words, because you are of your father, the devil, who is the father of lies.
Yes.
And so this is why we apparently are having such massive insanity around the whole world from all of these people listening to communists,
right?
All the people that they're not, or they're not Christian, or they are Christian, but they don't read their Bibles. They don't,
right.
They haven't been to church. They haven't been in the Word. They haven't had relationship with the Lord for quite some time. And they don't even have any kind of discernment at all.
Well, yeah, and you've got doctrines of demons creeping into the church, you know,
right.
and deceiving people that are calling themselves Christians, But embracing, supporting, or living out ideals and lifestyles that are absolutely go against the Word of God.
Right.
So, man, that's just why we need so much discernment right now. And those, and many churches too, that want to be friends with the world.
Right. Yep.
You know, and when you start doing that, you cannot become friends of the world without compromising.
Right.
Can't.
And the people that believe that by allowing homosexuality into the church or whatever other issues, yeah, you know,
every kind of sin,
every kind of lie that's happening with the transgender stuff, allowing people to believe that they're male when they're actually female, or that vice versa, allowing that kind of thing is not a loving thing to do. Christ is very clear. And if these pastors read their Bible and had any kind of discernment over the word, they would know for a fact that Jesus is very, very black and white and does not say, continue in your sin, you'll be fine. In fact, he says the exact opposite. He says, repent and turn from your sin. And basically, once you do that, then you're good to go.
Right.
But he doesn't say, just keep on doing it, whatever. You know, you're okay, I still love you. Yes, he loves you, but he hates the sin, and there's things that he will not allow in the kingdom.
Right, exactly. He's really clear about that. So, well, thank you for that word. I'm much appreciated.
And, yep, God is good.
Yes, indeed. All right, we'll go ahead and take a break here. It's a little bit early, which is kind of good. It's usually the opposite of what we normally do.
Right, I know it.
But that's good. So, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Segment two is brought to you by Katie Armour. C-A-T-I has come and take it. KatieArmour.com is the website. Serious body armor for serious times. And stick around. We'll be back right after these messages.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from Spokane, 96.5 FM or the AM dial at 630, and live streaming as well. Okay, thank you for passing the word on, by the way, about Radio Free Redoubt, sharing that with your like-minded friends and family. Hey, if you've got a business or a ministry or some type of venture that you need your website hosted someplace where you're not going to get censored and canceled and basically shut down because maybe it's Christian, maybe it's conservative, patriot-oriented, or whatever it is, or you just want to support a Christian-owned business in the American Redoubt, TLC Web Hosting, that's what they do. They host websites and a lot of attention on to security and keeping your website up. We've experienced numerous attacks, denial of service attacks, and so on. And man, there was Johnny on the spot to just block those and keep us going. So we're grateful for him. TLCwebhosting.com. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Yes,
segment two.
Good morning, and welcome back, everyone, to segment two of Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Yeah.
And so now we get to thrash the commies.
It's time to thrash some commies.
Yep.
One way, and I wanted to just get this out of the way real quick. Speaking of the commies that really have taken over Australia, what they have done to those people, this is right out of 1984. Unbelievable. But with this new bill giving police powers to pose as you online and modify your data. Now, in the United States, there's just so much snooping and so much nefarious activity that's really abuse. And we also have a lot of these companies that are big tech companies that are working with voluntarily even without a warrant. Just like, we'd like to see the records of this person. Okay. I mean,
right.
It's just, it's sad. And with Microsoft now just basically harvesting all of your information now, the Windows 10 is, and just all future models are, it's just going to get worse. So I've been doing a security series, and I've got a series of postings at radiofreeredoubt.com. And I've been covering security. I'm talking about encryption and powerful, you know, using passwords, encrypting and storing your data where it can't be gotten into, hacked into, broken into. And so I'll be adding a lot more to that. But I want to invite you to listen to, it's either segment 2 or segment 3, depending on the show. I think most of the time I've been covering it in segment 3. I got to go back and look. But on the Sunday night podcast, but those articles, those postings are there. There's going to be a lot more added to that, and also summaries. So I'll be compiled in one place as well. So our security, personal security and encryption is just so important, more now than ever.
Right. And so, yeah, so you can just go to our website for those resources and to see what you can start doing with your own and hopefully, I don't know, keeping the Chinese out of some of it. I mean, I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know what there is that they don't already have, because they've already been collecting data from everybody on Facebook. I mean, yeah, around the whole world from Facebook.
Building massive databases. Their goal is to build a massive database on every citizen in the world.
Right.
So,
yeah, because they want to do social credit scores. And right. And they want to, I don't know.
Determine who's a threat, who needs to be gotten rid of.
I don't know why the Chinese just don't just nuke the whole world right now. You know what I mean? It's like they have no limit to the power and control, the psychotic hyper control that they want to have over people.
Yeah.
They're just, it's an insatiable lust of power. And,
yes, it
you
is.
Know, it's, and it's all to an end that I just don't even understand. Where, how are they going to benefit from any of this garbage? Why don't they just right. nuke the whole world, take all the money, and sit in the bank and throw money around all day long? You know, well, I mean, that's the end goal for those
until
guys.
The Great Reset happens, which, you know, the Rockefellers and Buffett and Bill Gates and all these globalists are into. And eventually it's going to come to the point where it's going to kill what we know of as the internet and our economies. It's designed to usher in new currency.
Right.
And so as long as this system is in place, there are ways to defeat them or to deny them access to information about you. And so every chance we get. And when the reset happens, they have this new form of internet. Well, we're going to have to learn new ways to prevent them, Chinese and everybody else, from accessing our data for, you know, to secure it.
Yep. Oh boy. It's just, you know, it's just the opposite of the way God works. You know,
I know.
Just like we just read, you want to do the things that your father wants to do because you are of the devil. Right. And, you know, when you've got God whose way provides freedom and prosperity, and the devil's way is obviously communism and
oppression.
provides nothing but destruction.
Yeah, oppression and tyranny.
Yep.
It's the opposite. So, and you know, here's a good example of that. Speaking of thrashing commies, an Illinois mom, this is at Breitbart News, Illinois mom stripped of her parental rights over vaccine status.
Yep.
No kidding. According to Fox 32, Cook County Judge James Shapiro removed Rebecca Furlitz's visitation rights with her 11-year-old son after learning that she had not yet received the vaccine. I believe I'm pronouncing this correctly. I hope so. It's Furlitt said she would not take the vaccine after having had adverse reactions to them in the past. Good for you. I miss my son more than anything. It's been very difficult. I haven't seen him since August 10th. So this is the kind of stuff that they're doing, the holdover. That's a commie right there. That judge that would make that kind of a decision when there's so much evidence out there. Like we were saying last night, you and I were talking. I watched this, you and I both watched this testimony in front of Congress from 4 months ago. One of the most published, he's a virologist.
Right.
Talking about ivermectin and everything else about how we're responding to COVID-19, and nothing happened from it. Matter of fact, YouTube blocked him.
Yeah, right.
He's yep, published in medical journals.
The most prominent published man in his field.
Right. Yep. And he's questioning the whole vaccine approach and how it's people are being treated or mistreated and maltreated. And
well, and it doesn't matter because they don't want the facts. They
right.
want
they
whatever.
Agenda.
Yes, they have an agenda, and whatever supports that agenda is what they're going to go with. And so, yeah, that's not a surprise. That's the enemy. Know your enemy.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what these are. To keep a mom from her child because they won't take the clot shot.
Right. Well, and so listen to this. Speaking of children, we've got Michigan State University sued over a vaccine mandate. And this is a Michigan State University employee who has now sued over the school's recent vaccine mandate, saying she has naturally acquired immunity to COVID-19 after recovering from the virus last year and doesn't need the vaccine. And so then we've got, on the other hand, Virginia Tech, who just disenrolled 134 unvaccinated students. And so apparently they don't want to stay in business. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. these universities, they would rather have no students.
Right.
And I just have to say to the Virginia Tech students who remained unvaccinated, well, at least you're smart enough to not do that. That shows that you've got an education right there.
Right. No kidding.
and in fact, you're probably saving your life by not doing that to cooperate with any kind of mandatory vaccine. And so I think that what this lady, this employee at Michigan State University is doing is exactly what every single person needs to be doing. Just jump on board. Like this lady, she says, the New Civil Liberties Alliance, or the NCLA, a nonpartisan, nonprofit civil rights group, filed a class action complaint and a preliminary injunction challenging the mandatory vaccination policy for those with natural immunity. And so that is exactly what every person needs to do, is jump on board with class action lawsuits.
Yes.
And if there's not one started, get one started. Find your attorney and advertise to bring other people on board with your class action lawsuit.
That's
because,
right.
Because they have... That is what is going to make the difference right there,
yeah.
is fighting back. And that's the best way to do it.
Well, also one of the ways is that America's Frontline Doctors, and that's their website, americasfrontlinedoctors.org. They have on their website a lot of documents that you can take if you have an employer that's trying to coerce you into getting this vaccine. And also lawsuits, class action lawsuits. That's a great place to start right there. And you know, I came across a story in the Chicago Sun Times. CPS, which is I believe they're the Chicago Public Schools, is now talking to the taxi, the share a ride, these like Uber and Lyft. After their bus drivers are quitting over these vaccine mandates. Gosh, I can't talk. So now they have a shortage of bus drivers. So the government is going to, what are they going to do, mandate that all of these Uber and Lyft drivers have vaccinations now?
Right.
But this is what happens, the destruction of communism. It's just decays and rots everything out from the inside.
Everything that it touches. Yep, absolutely.
Yep. And well, so good on these people
for not doing it.
Yeah,
yep.
And they're saying the same thing in the medical industry. There are rumors of hospitals shutting down.
Oh yeah,
in these rural hospitals.
In our rural areas, we've got about a week left before multiple hospitals shut down because the nursing staff and even the doctors refuse to do it.
They're going to consolidate and try to get all of their patients over to the larger hospitals.
And good for them.
Yep. Absolutely. Shut it down.
You know what? They can start private practices. They can start their own private practices, hire these nurses. The doctors can hire them. They don't have to do what the hospital says. They can still practice medicine outside of that facility.
Why can't all of these doctors, medical personnel, why don't they start their own hospital?
That's what I just said. Yeah, start your own business.
I mean, just Right. I mean a full-on hospital.
Right. Why not?
So
yeah, there's no reason why not to. I mean, think outside of the box a little bit. The whole medical community is not destitute. So what if you don't have a job at that hospital? Start your own or right. start a little private practice. You don't even have to start a hospital. I guarantee you're going to have business because there's still going to be sick people and they need to go somewhere.
Right.
And so the sooner you guys leave those corrupt hospitals demanding these ridiculous death and maiming shots, the sooner we're going to have some place to go when we need it. So get busy, start your own businesses, just pick up and keep going and yeah. don't look behind you and let the door hit them as you go out.
They shouldn't be that overwhelmed. I mean, nobody's had the flu in over a year and a half.
I know, right? There's so nobody's dying of anything anymore other yeah, than that.
Exactly.
And just keep in mind, when you're deciding to get on board and fight back, if you need a reference to put in your employer's face, reference on Telegram, COVID-19 vaccine victims and families. Just download the Telegram app if you don't have it already and look it up. COVID-19 vaccine victims and families. There are new victims adding their testimonies and videos every single day on this yep. chat group, and they're horrifying. I mean, so many young people, they get the shot, then they can't walk. They're like permanently disabled. It's horrific. And so just keep a stiff upper lip and remember there's always other jobs and businesses you can start. We're going to need you guys.
Yeah. Alternative and underground economies and networks for businesses, everything else. And the other one too, write this one down. It's also a Telegram channel, and it actually puts up more information than we first discovered with the vaccines, families and victims. It's called COVID Vaccine Injuries. COVID Vaccine Injuries.
Oh, see, I didn't even know about that
I know.
One.
I was going to just tell you about it. So
you must have just seen it.
I know. I just subscribed, and it's more content. It's more documentation and less, you know, people posing their opinions or just chit-chat. So
yeah. Good deal. Good. Yep. Yeah. Right. Keep abreast of that stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Stay informed and share the information. All right. We're out of time. I know it goes fast, but thank you guys for being with us. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
Have a thankful Thrash-a-Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.